Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this video is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, looks like men are more likely to do laundry, clean that house, grocery shop, and do childcare than women are. This doesn't bode well for the future of relationships. Because did you know that if a man does domestic duties, specifically childcare, that his testosterone drops? That ends up making you more feminine and less attractive to your partner. Doing almost all that stuff in a long-term relationship also burned me out and was a contributing factor to me leaving. Up next, this young guy from the UK was skateboarding for charity through France on his way to Africa, and he was robbed and lost everything, including his passport. It makes me wonder how dark the Frenchmen were that he ran into. People probably told him not to skateboard through Africa because he was gonna get robbed. He's lucky to be alive in France. If somehow he did get to Africa, they probably never would have found him. Here's an actual picture of one of the Frenchmen. Number three, Blaine is a matchmaker, and she says that her median client is a 42-year-old male, 5'10", usually in the top 1% of wealthy men, and is too busy or sick of waiting to go out there and look for a woman all on his own. Why are men like this having such a hard time? Do they have high expectations that women can't meet? Or is it because they're burned out from dating all the gold diggers and bad ladies out there? Maybe it's because 5'10 is considered a man-led these days. Moving on, apparently the Iranian army strapped a Mossad spy to a rocket, and then they sent it to Israel. I guess that's some Wile E. Coyote crap. I guess the poor guy didn't make it. I also wish this story were real, because then it would be hilarious. Someone needs to make Acme great again. That guy's going for the ride of his life. If you're going to die, then it might as well be exciting. This picture is so blurry that it looks like a picture of Bigfoot. Number five, here's the difference between if you're a man on Google that's being yelled at by his wife versus if you're the wife being yelled at by your husband. If you're the woman, then Google suggests you call the abuse hotline. But according to the search engine, if you're a man and your wife is yelling at you, it's probably because she feels unheard, is being disrespected by you, or is under financial or mental stress. Looks like even Google helps women avoid taking accountability. Up next, is this the future of reproduction? Telegram billionaire Pavel Durov planning on splitting his $14 billion fortune among his 106 children. I can see a future where multimillionaires and billionaires have hundreds, if not thousands, of kids and leave their mothers and them millions of dollars. Pavel could have 1,000 kids and each one would still stand to inherit $10 million each. This guy seems to have the weakest pullout game in the history of humanity. Number seven, this lady is pissed off because her baby daddy got a promotion and she wanted more child support. He ordered a DNA test and her son failed, so he's not the father. She forgave herself for cheating on him, but he's now ghosted her and the child, and she wants to know how to fix this. How about going out there and finding the Chad Roan that child actually belongs to and telling him? Who else is really glad that she's able to forgive herself for cheating? Such a noble thing to do. Moving on, would you watch this if the S on her costume stood for single mother? She would be the Woman of Steel, S-T-E-A-L, instead of steel, the metal. How much you want to bet that a sister like this, if she had superpowers like this, would be using them to shoplift and get waited on hand and foot because she deserves it? A super single mom would also probably beat up her kids and end them accidentally, unless they always wore some kryptonite. Then again, her kryptonite is probably accountability. Number 9, when does this insanity stop? The wives of Asian men jailed for raping British girls blame the victims and say that white girls are filthy. I like how they're labeled as Asian men instead of Muslim or Middle Eastern. The media is just gaslighting people at this point. And where's the outcry from feminists? It's nothing but crickets. This stops when people stop voting in governments for mass migration. But that also won't work because they're all for mass migration these days. Up next, it's almost over, guys. You will soon be unemployed. The artisan company says to stop hiring humans because the era of the AI employee is here. Even if only 10 to 20% of the people are replaced by AI, it will still crash the housing markets because tons of people will be forced to sell with no income. Not to mention there'll be so much competition in the trades that wages will also crash. As AI makes human workers obsolete, the fertility rates will crash further, and our world will depopulate quickly. Number 11, apparently single women have stopped dating because of something called man-keeping, which is the emotional and mental labor a woman has to perform to make a man's life better. Women aren't helping their partners socialize anymore. It's all right, though, because more men than ever are going their own way, and we don't need their man-keeping services. If men don't open up to women, they say it's toxic masculinity. But when we do open up, then it's man-keeping and emotional labor for them. The only way to win is not to play the game. Moving on, here's more propaganda. This article from the Washington Compost shares four ways women are physically stronger than men are. Is that only in superhero films, or is it in real life too? There are near infinite ways that men are physically stronger than women. Cherry-picking four ways that women are stronger than men isn't all that noteworthy. The question we should all be asking is, why are women so obsessed with being perceived as being physically stronger than men are? Number 13, I think this guy would win the Coomer Olympics. He teaches Redditors who have corn addictions how to quit. One guy says he watched it all, that there's simply nothing left to watch. I know exactly how that guy feels, because whenever I go on the tube sites, it's the same videos on all of them. Either I've seen everything or I run into tons of corn that's boring and I don't want to see it anymore. That's how you know the market is saturated and no one is producing content all that much outside of Lonely Fools. Up next, this man sent his wife a list of all the times that she rejected him in the bedroom. And I bet she scratched her head and wondered why the divorce came out of nowhere. Looks like she checked out sexually out of the relationship years ago. She's probably cheating. Because all those days he was denied were probably Chad Roan's days instead. Women will see this list and say that the man was nagging and harassing them for sex instead of just pointing out that they have a dead bedroom situation. Number 15, Brittany Venti says that a lioness maintains her mane. I prefer at this age and size. And no, I'm not talking about her chesticles. But she is far more approachable here. Also, I thought that only male lions had manes. And no, her legs are not that large. The camera is wide, so it makes everything closer, bigger, and everything further away, smaller. What that means, I'll let you use your imagination for. Moving on, this woman told this guy that she used to be in an abusive relationship, and now he's hugging her like she was the victim. Whenever a woman tells you that she was in an abusive relationship, always remember to ask her if she was the abuser or the abusee. Women like this love to avoid accountability in a very sneaky way, while at the same time looking like the victim. It's double points for them. And if you ever find out that they were abusing their partner, they'll say, well, I didn't tell you who was abusing who. You didn't ask. Number 17, this is how Japanese anime depicts trans people and they're upset about being made to look ugly and grotesque. Meanwhile, here's what some of them look like in real life. So if anything, with the Japanese, it's all about art imitating life. Looks like they nailed it. Funny the left has a problem with this, but it doesn't seem to have a problem with Lolicon, which is anime sexualizing minors. Lolicon also stands for Lolita Complex. Up next, this New York Crimes article asks the question, where have all the men gone? Please come back. It says that men are hiding behind firewalls, filters, and curated personas. Looks like they're trying to find a vector to attack us, and we are giving them an inch by staying anonymous online and avoiding women for dates. Maybe Western women need to go overseas because many guys tell me the nightclubs over there are full of men in Thailand. Women said we didn't need you, and so we left. And we went our own way, and now they're mad. Number 19, women just invented another ridiculous grievance. Medical misogyny. That's when women aren't being taken seriously by their doctor. How is that possible when 80 to 90% of patients I see in my doctor's office visits are often women seeing the doctors? Many are probably hypochondriacs, and that's probably what they really mean by not being taken seriously. Meanwhile, men's health, like certain cancers, are receiving a lot less attention and funding than women's ones. Moving on, the situation has gotten so bad in Toronto that if you make $125,000 a year, you're now considered the invisible poor. Yet the median household income is $84,000. Around 85% of people in the city are now living paycheck to paycheck. Sounds like there'll be a ton of future MAID recipients, it seems. It's their own fault for following the rules and following the elbows-up nonsense against Trump. No wonder the last couple of months, 50,000 people left the Toronto area. Number 21 is the actual picture of tech support before the Jeets. What I find the funniest is the picture of the husband in the background. It's almost as if he knows what's going on. He probably ran for politics and flooded the country with Indian people so his wife wouldn't actually sleep with tech support anymore. Soon there also won't be any phone-based tech support because AI is going to take all those jobs. The Indian call centers are about to go quiet. Up next, and speaking of AI, schools will be obsolete in 10 years thanks to artificial intelligence. Probably a lot sooner. A Texas teacher invited ICE to raid his schools because he has many students that don't even speak English. Well, that's one way to identify the migrants. I guess not all heroes wear capes. Plus, one school in Texas uses AI-assisted virtual tutors, and its students are in the top 2% of students in the state. If this was a female teacher, she wouldn't be calling ICE. He's just trying to reduce his class load, it seems. Number 23, apparently this is the female body tattoo location guide. If she has any of the red zones, then you need to run. I think the red zone needs to be extended to her hands as well. But I hate all tattoos. They're a turnoff for me. Like women with tiny chesticles or a mid-face. Here's what my tattoo guide looks like, and if I see any of them, I run. The only one I ever dated with a tattoo had one on the back of her neck hidden behind her hair. Moving on, why are the British such pansies when it comes to warm weather? 26 degrees Celsius or 79 degrees Fahrenheit, and they melt like precious little snowflakes. Meanwhile, the day I found this story, it was 36 degrees Celsius or 98 degrees Fahrenheit in Toronto. Then again, when you live in a country with no air conditioners, no ocean breeze, 26 is pretty brutal. Why don't they get air conditioning? Because they only need it for a few weeks each year, so it doesn't make any financial sense for them. Number 25 and the last one, I know the thumbnail is reversed, but this woman lost 185 pounds. But how true is it, because she doesn't actually look like she has any stretch marks and flabby skin? Maybe she got some surgeries to cover all that up. Or maybe her larger than usual top is covering some of it. She says that she lost the weight because of self-hatred. And yes, she also did get surgery to deal with all the loose skin. So if you date her now, you have to get used to all the scars. She probably gained the weight from all those Scooby snacks in the first place. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.